I'm Mark Mallett. This is the Now Word for March 7th, 2016. This begins week 4 now of Lent and day 23 of our retreat. And today I want to reflect on mastery of self. Last time I spoke about remaining steadfast on the narrow pilgrim road, rejecting temptation to your right and illusion to your left. But before I speak further about the important subject of temptation, I think it'll be helpful to know more of the nature of a Christian, of what happens to you and me in baptism and what doesn't. Well, when we're baptized, St. Paul teaches that we become a new creation in Christ. He said, "The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." God, in essence, breathes His Spirit into us such that His Spirit becomes one with ours, making our spirit, our heart, new. There is a true death and restoration of the human spirit that happens, such that St. Paul says, "You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." St. John of Avila perfectly captures this resurrection of the spiritually dead through baptism. He said, "Christ has a living spirit, a life-giving spirit which raises up those of us who desire to live. Let us go to Christ. Let us seek Christ, who has the breath of life. No matter how evil you be, how lost, how disorientated, if you go to Him, if you seek Him, He will make you well. He will win you over and set you right and heal you." St. Athanasius also said, "The Son of God became man so that we might become God." Well, the key words here are, "so that we might become like Him." Baptism makes it possible for us to become like Christ, but it's only our cooperation with grace that will bring this work to completion, for we are, in part, still subject to a fallen nature. For one, you and I both know this, we continue to experience the effects of sin, such as sickness, suffering, and death. Why? Well, through baptism, our heart or spirit becomes a partaker in the divine nature. But the human nature of the person, their reason, intellect, and will, have inherited the wound of original sin, which is an inclination to evil called concupiscence. And so, our bodies continue to be subject to the passions of the flesh. It says in the Catechism, "Baptism, by imparting the life of Christ's grace, erases original sin and turns a man back towards God. But the consequences for nature, weakened and inclined to evil, persist in man and summon him to spiritual battle." Well, the spiritual battle then is one of conversion, bringing the body, mind, and will into conformity with the renewed spirit. It is wrestling to bring our fallen human nature into unity with the new and divine nature imparted to us in baptism. And so St. Paul writes, "We hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body." This life of Jesus is manifested in us in this way, by bringing to death everything that is contrary to love. When God set Adam and Eve as stewards over all creation, that stewardship extended also to themselves. It says again in the Catechism, "The mastery over the world that God offered man from the beginning was realized above all within man himself, mastery of self." And so, brothers and sisters, the Christian journey down the narrow pilgrim road is one of essentially recovering, through grace, this mastery of self through an interior life of prayer, so that we become, in all facets of our being, the image of God, who is love. But constantly working against us is temptation, and we'll talk about that next. In summary then, baptism makes us sharers in the divine nature, but the work of bringing our body, mind, and will into communion with it continues. But St. Peter said, God has granted to us his precious and very great promises, that through these you may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of passion, and become partakers of the divine nature.